Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Do you have a thinning and low-producing alfalfa stand but are not quite ready to do a complete reseeding? These stands can be rejuvenated by interseeding grasses to increase hay production in subsequent years or to convert them to pasture. Most alfalfa fields start to lose stand and production potential after cutting hay for several years. Orchard grass is the grass most commonly interseeded into alfalfa, but other grasses like endophyte-free tall fescue, smooth or metabrome, fasciolarium, and wheatgrasses can also be used. If the field will be used for pasture, a mixture of several grasses may be best since it adds diversity to your animal's diet. Whether irrigated or dryland, interseeding after a mid-August or early September hay harvest can be excellent timing. There is always some risk for dryland fields because several rains will be needed for the start of the new grass seedlings. The seeding should be done as soon as that August or early September harvest is complete. If your alfalfa is relatively thick, you will probably need to take another cutting in about 4 weeks or as soon as the alfalfa starts to form a full canopy. This allows sunlight to continue to reach new grass seedlings below the alfalfa. Seeding rate of the grasses will vary depending on the species that is used and how thick the existing alfalfa is. With orchard grass, for example, as little as 3 pounds per acre might be adequate in a relatively thick alfalfa stand, or up to 6 pounds per acre if the alfalfa stand is quite thin. Next spring, you will need to judge how well established the new grasses have become. If they seem a little weak, cut hay early to open the canopy for better light penetration. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Range and Forage Specialist Jerry Valesky.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.